News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says most students were able to sit external examinations on Tuesday, May 16, while educational institutions across the island were closed as a result of heavy rains. Students who were due to sit CXC and GCE IGCSE exams were advised to go to the nearest examination center where they would be accommodated.
The procedure for students who have missed their exams would be that they would have to report to the school directly, and we'll send a report to CXC, and CXC will make a determination as to what remedy they are likely to offer. There are usually two remedies. Either we do a supplementary paper, depending on how many students across the island would have been affected, and the other alternative would be to use internal grades and forecast grades as the final determination of their scores.
Schools reopened on Wednesday, May 17. Rehabilitation and expansion works along Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston have addressed the problem of severe flooding of the roadway. The National Works Agency, NWA, is reporting that the recent heavy rains that pelted the island, causing extensive damage in some parishes, did not affect the thoroughfare. Last September, a number of business places along Marcus Garvey Drive were flooded and motorists stranded due to severe flooding following a downpour. Manager of Communication and Customer Service at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says he is satisfied with how the structure stood up to the heavy rains.
Drainage system stood up and stood up quite well. The work continues. We still have some minor activities to have the project wrapped up, and those we intend to close out in the main weather permitting by the end of May.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The $20.5 million US Marcus Garvey Drive project is being implemented under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. Finance Minister Audley Shaw is commending the performance of the main and junior stock exchanges since the start of the year. Recent reports, Mr. Shaw says, indicate that both exchanges have grown by some 15% at the end of the first quarter of the year compared with the same period last year.
Up to March 2017, the main index increased by 16.41%, with the junior market increasing by 15.5%. Capitalization for the junior market has increased by 52.3% from the start of the year.
This growth, the finance minister adds, is a good indicator of a strengthening private sector and the increased business and investor confidence across the country. And the Forestry Department is collaborating with Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ to strengthen property tax incentives offered to private landowners who declare their land a forest reserve or a forest management area. Senior Research Officer at the department, Brahim Diop, says the incentive in the form of a tax remit seeks to encourage owners of forested lands to maintain their property. This initiative is part of an overall drive by the Forestry Department to have more authority over the island's forests.
What we want to do is that we want to try and increase the incentive so that those persons who have forest cover right now would be encouraged to keep their land under forest.
Mr. Diop was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Jamaica has 40% forest cover, a quarter of which is owned by the government. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're gonna restore, we're gonna preserve, we're gonna beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica.
My dream, my dream, my dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal.
Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve, and beautify.